Astro CEO Chris Kemp is keeping expectations low for the company's upcoming launch at the Pacific Spaceport Complex on Narrow Cape.
We're taking a rocket that's never flown before, and we're attempting to reach orbit. So it's an incredibly difficult challenge, and we're trying to lower expectations as much as possible that we'll get everything right the first time.
The launch is part of the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, or DARPA, launch challenge to place satellites in low Earth orbit twice within a two-week time frame. Launch teams typically work for months or years to set up a new rocket, but that timeline has been reduced dramatically, from years to days. DARPA project manager Todd Master says the challenge encourages rocket designs that are flexible, upgradable, and ready to go in a short period of time.
So the ability to sort of be adaptable in that sense is not something we've ever done. We sort of pre-plan these things very, very long in advance. And so we're trying to look at how could we do this quickly? How could we do it in a flexible way?
Astra is part of a new wave of rocket companies focused on achieving those goals. Instead of spending 5 or 10 years building a rocket, Astra has a 9-month production schedule that makes it easy to make adjustments. Kemp says that while producing lots of designs quickly might seem slapdash, ultimately, it's supposed to result in a more reliable rocket. The idea is that more models means more data collected and therefore higher reliability. Even so, Kemp says,
our number one priority is safety, not reliability. So what we design our systems for is to be safe. And then secondarily, we want them to be most cost effective. And then tertiarily, we want them to be reliable. Because reliability at any cost will keep people out of space for the next 100 years.
That's right. Space travel is so inherently risky. Kemp wants to focus on building a safe, cheap rocket rather than chasing the virtually impossible goal of a 100% success rate. That's part of the reason his expectations are low for this launch. Astra's rocket is basically brand new, so in addition to the tight launch schedule, Kemp says there are a lot of factors that they simply can't test their design for. They expect that the rocket will launch, leave Alaska, and fly away. Beyond that, they're just hoping to learn as much as they can. The longer the flight lasts, the more information they'll get.
If the flight doesn't perform absolutely everything perfectly, deliver a payload into the perfect orbit and win the DARPA challenge, we're fine with that because there's another rocket right behind it, and we'll take everything we learned, we'll make those changes, and we'll fly again.
Many Kodiak residents have expressed concern about Astra's launches on Narrow Cape in 2018, one of which resulted in spilled fuel and debris. But Kemp doesn't characterize those launches as failures. He says they hit nearly all of their objectives. And cleanup, including having to remove and replace more than 230 tons of contaminated soil, cost less than $50,000, he estimates. Astra is held financially responsible for any cleanup costs and carries $50 million insurance on each launch. Amid some community concern, primarily about potential environmental damage, Alaska Aerospace Corporation has been positioning the spaceport as a prime location for commercial spaceflight. Launching directly over the Pacific Ocean doesn't pose nearly as much risk as launching near heavily populated areas in the lower 48. And state investment in the spaceport, along with military presence on the island, provides a high level of infrastructure for such a remote place. Here's Alaska Aerospace CEO Mark Lester.
The things that we're doing here at Kodiak is similar to what you would do at a federal range, but the agility, the flexibility, the responsiveness is right in line with what DARPA's trying to do with Astra. I think it's, you know, exciting for Kodiak. I think it's exciting for Alaska to be right at the forefront of launching, you know, this type of mission.
Kodiak Spaceport will host 2 launches for the launch challenge. If Astra completes both successfully, they'll win $12 million. Astra is the last remaining competitor in this year's challenge, after the other finalists either dropped out or went bankrupt. The first launch is expected as early as February 27th, weather permitting. Reporting in Kodiak, I'm Kavitha George.